Hey, Cornerstone, it's Scott. Today's Cornerstone Connection comes from 1 Timothy chapter 5. In this passage, the Apostle Paul is writing Timothy, instructing Timothy on how to relate to different people within the church. Now, Timothy, you might recall, is a young guy. He's a timid guy, and he's in leadership. He's over the church in Ephesus. And as a pastor, you have to engage in some tough things from time to time, some tough conversations. You might have to rebuke or correct somebody. And that's certainly the case for Timothy. So how does a young, timid guy really do pastoral ministry? How does he relate to people within the church of different genders and different generations? Well, Paul tells him how to do just that. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1, Paul says, "Do not rebuke an older man, but encourage him as you would a father, younger men as brothers, older women as mothers, younger women as sisters, in all purity." How is Timothy to relate to the church? How are we to relate to one another? Well, he says, relate to the church as family, because that is what you are. So Timothy, when you need to enter into a tough conversation with an older man, don't rebuke him harshly, but remember, this man is like a father. He's a spiritual father. So enter into that conversation with wisdom. Choose your words carefully. Honor this man. Second of all, he says, well, what about younger men? Well, Paul says, treat them as brothers. Timothy might be young. He might be in a position of authority in the church, but the reality is he's no better than anybody. He shouldn't think of himself superior, but rather as an equal to these other guys in the church. And then Paul moves on and he talks about how to relate to older women. He says, Timothy, see them as mothers, spiritual mothers in the faith. Older women are a great gift to the church. They've journeyed with Jesus for years. They have great wisdom and knowledge that they get to impart to the people around them to encourage and build up believers in the faith. And by the way, this Saturday morning, ladies, 9 a.m. at the church, we're having a Navigating Seasons of Life event. It's a panel discussion where we're fielding people's questions, and these wise ladies are responding to your questions. You won't want to miss this. Sorry, guys, we cannot show up. It's not for us. Okay, back to the text. Finally, how are we to relate to younger women? How's Timothy to relate to younger women? Well, Paul says relate to them as sisters in all purity. Remember that moment in Star Wars, I got a Leia poster behind me, when Luke and Leia find out that they're actually siblings? That changes everything. When you look at another person, another woman as your sister, it changes how you relate to her. You love her, you honor her, you protect her. She's your sister. And so that changes everything. I loved bringing this verse up in youth group as a youth pastor. I tell the boys that, treat these young women as sisters. And they're like, are you serious? We have a crush on that girl. I'm in relationship with that girl. I'm supposed to treat her as my sister? I'm like, yep, it's right there in black and white, 1 Timothy chapter 5. You see, Jesus and the Apostle Paul both redefined family. It's not just biological family, but we're spiritual family. Through faith in Christ, God becomes our Father. We're brothers and sisters in Him. And that's why when somebody showed up to a house one day and Jesus was teaching, and this guy says, hey, Jesus, your mom's here. Your brothers are here. Jesus looks around the room and he says, no, they're all right here. Whoever does the will of my Father is my mother, my brother, my sister. And that's what we are to one another. If we have faith in Jesus, we're family, and we get to love each other as such. Jesus says, by this, all people will know that you are my disciples, by your love for one another. When people see Cornerstone Community Church, they see a loving family that relates to each other as such. Do they see in us our faith in Christ and know that we are his followers? Church, what a high calling that is. What a beautiful thing that is to know that we are family of God in relation to one another, and we get to love each other and relate to each other as brothers and sisters in Jesus.